This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. We all do mistakes, but what makes us different is how do we respond after the mistake. Both the devil and Prophet Adam committed a sin, and Allah rebuked and was angry at both of them. As for Prophet Adam, Allah told him to not eat from a specific tree, but he disobeyed. So Allah said, "Did I not tell you to not eat from the tree?" Here both Adam and his wife apologized. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. O Allah, we are so sorry for what we did. Please forgive us. We need your mercy. As a result, Allah forgave them. As for the devil, Allah told him to prostrate and welcome Prophet Adam, but he also disobeyed. So Allah said, "Did I not tell you to prostrate?" Here, the devil did not apologize or regret. Rather, he doubled down and blamed God for putting him in such situation. Not just that, but he promised وَلَا أُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ to misguide Adam and his children and make them feel hopeless, just like his case. I will never forget this phone call that I received. It was a brother who wanted me to know that he's going to commit suicide right now. What's the matter? What's going on? Eventually he said he committed zina. He felt so horrible. He felt like he is deserving of so much punishment and that there's no way for him to have a fresh start to life. And the only way to feel better is to cancel his life. And that is exactly one of the most destructive tricks of shaitan. وَلَا أُضِلَّنَّهُمْ. Before we commit the sin, he comes, makes us have hope that everything will be fine, no one will know. Allah always offers his forgiveness. But after we commit the sin, he makes us feel completely hopeless. But shaitan has lied before and after, because Allah has said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah says, "Oh, my slaves, my servants, who have done so much wrong, or you have crossed every limit and broke every rule. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not give up. Do not lose hope in Allah and in His mercy. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah can clear all the records in no time. Allah can forgive all the mistakes, no matter how big and no matter how many. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is and will always be the most forgiving and the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, in every hole we dig ourselves in, we will always find a rope from Allah to get us out of this mess. This rope is the mercy of Allah. And please don't you ever tell me that your hole is so deep that the mercy and help of Allah would not reach. No. Allah has given a chance and hope to the ones who tried to kill Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the ones who made a huge cut on his face and broke his teeth. Will he not give you a chance? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Iblis, the chief of the devils, said to Allah, "I swear by your honor and glory, I will keep trying to misguide your slaves so long as their souls are in their bodies." And you know what Allah said to Shaitan? "And I swear by my honor and glory, I will continue to forgive them so long as they seek my forgiveness." Allahu Akbar. You may wonder what happened to the brother. Alhamdulillah, he grabbed onto the rope of Islam and hope in Allah, and he climbed out of that hole. He is now married and has a child. We all do mistakes, but the best of us are those who apologize, repent, and make up for it. May Allah forgive us and keep us steadfast. Feel free to share this video for others to benefit. Assalamu alaikum.